हेलो गाइस, दिस इज डॉक्टर मोहम्मद फिरोज आलम, डिपार्टमेंट ऑफ इंग्लिश, बीएन कॉलेज भागलपुर। वेरी गुड मॉर्निंग टू ऑल ऑफ यू। टुडे आई लाइक टू टॉक अबाउट द प्लॉट कंस्ट्रक्शन ऑफ प्राइड एंड प्रिटीज बाय जेन ऑस्टिन। द न्यूज दैट अ वेल्दी यंग जेंटलमैन नेम्ड चार्ल्स बिंगले हैज रेंटेड द मैनर ऑफ नीदरफील्ड पार्क कॉजेज अ ग्रेट स्टर इन द नियर बाई विलेज ऑफ लॉन्गबार्न, स्पेशली इन द बेनेट हाउस होल्ड। The Bennets have 5 unmarried daughters, from oldest to youngest, Jane, Elizabeth, Mary, Kitty, and Lydia. And Mrs. Bennet is desperate to see them all married. After Mr. Bennet pays a social visit to Mr. Bingley, the Bennets attend a ball at which Mr. Bingley is present. He is taken with Jane and spends much of the evening dancing with her. His close friend, Mr. Darcy, is less pleased with the evening and haughtily refuses to dance with Elizabeth, which makes everyone view him as arrogant and obnoxious. At social functions over subsequent weeks, however, Mr. Darcy finds himself increasingly attracted to Elizabeth's charm and intelligence. Jane's friendship with Mr. Bingley also continues to burgeon, and Jane pays a visit to the Bingley mansion. On her journey to the house, she is caught in a downpour and catches ill, forcing her to stay at Netherfield for several days. In order to tend to Jane, Elizabeth hikes through muddy fields and arrives with a spattered dress, much to the disdain of the snobbish Miss Bingley. Charles Bingley's sister, Miss Bingley's spite only increases when she notices that Darcy, whom she is pursuing, pays quite a bit of attention to Elizabeth. When Elizabeth and Jane return home, they find Mr. Collins visiting their household. Mr. Collins is a young clergyman who stands to inherit Mr. Bennet's property, which has been entailed, meaning that it can only be passed down to male heirs. Mr. Collins is a pompous fool, though he is quite enthralled by the Bennet's girls. Shortly after his arrival, he makes a proposal of marriage to Elizabeth. She turns him down, wounding his pride. Meanwhile, the Bennet girls have become friendly with militia officers stationed in nearby town. Among them is Wickham, a handsome young soldier who is friendly toward Elizabeth and tells her how Darcy cruelly cheated him out of an inheritance. At the beginning of winter, the Bingleys and Darcy leave Netherfield and return to London, much to Jane's dismay. A further shock arrives with the news that Mr. Collins has become engaged to Charlotte Lucas, Elizabeth's best friend and the poor daughter of a local knight. Charlotte explains to Elizabeth that she is getting older and needs the match for financial reasons. Charlotte and Mr. Collins get married, and Elizabeth promises to visit them at their new home. As winter progresses, Jane visits the city to see friends, hoping also that she might see Mr. Bingley. However, Miss Bingley visits her and behaves rudely. While Mr. Bingley fails to visit her at all, the marriage prospects for the Bennet girls appear bleak. My dear student, it is also interesting for all of you to know about the Victorian society, in which how the people used to live at that time. And this is the atmosphere in which the relationship fully depends upon the social strata of the people of the day. So here in this novel, Pride and Prejudice, we take a notice of the development of the relationship in which it is totally dependent upon the social strata of the people of the day. My dear student, in the next class I will discuss about the next topic, and if you people have any topic with regard to your syllabus, you can put before me. I will discuss in the next class. Thank you very much for your patient hearing.